I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Andrew asked a really cool question. So he says, I bought your Upstream Questions video course and finished watching it. It was extremely insightful. I was wondering about your thoughts on paid discovery sessions. Do you recommend offering paid discovery sessions? And if so, what is a reasonable price? And the cool thing about that, there's a couple of cool things about that question. One was, today I was literally planning on talking about the value of leadership and how to figure out what to offer, which includes a degree of discovery. But the other thing that's cool is, I'm really happy that Andrew likes the Upstream Questions course. So if you haven't heard about the Upstream Questions course, you can go over to upstreamquestions.com, and there is a one-hour video course that comes along with a pricing calculator, and for right now, I'm even throwing in an actual free 30-minute Zoom call, like one-on-one with me, to talk about how to move your web design business away from price-based pricing into value-based pricing. And when you do that, you'll probably triple your revenue because the pricing of websites is so low right now. Like, I think one of the things that I said on the landing page was like, now that websites and anybody can get a website for like $500 or less, isn't it time to rethink how we price web design? And of course, why would anybody work with a web designer for $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 when they can buy a website for $500? So obviously the answer is they want better results. So why not price your work based on the value of the results rather than the tech specs of the website? So if you're wondering how to move your clients kind of into this value-based pricing mindset, then go over to upstreamquestions.com, grab that course. And I mean, I've had people tell me that in less than an hour, they've been able to triple the average value of their projects. So like literally like one day, it's a huge win. And if it's not, it's a 100% money-back guarantee refund there too. So if for whatever reason you don't feel like it's going to work for you or you don't like it, let me know. Happy to refund you. So back to Andrew's question about discovery sessions. Now here's an interesting thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually tell you how I really like to do it. And then we'll go on like a little quick fix, like if you aren't there yet. So what I really like to do is come up with a solution before meeting with the client, right? So like if you can come up with a solution that you're kind of known for, like you're the go-to guy for restaurants who want to add online ordering, curbside pickup, delivery, and all that stuff, you know, pull people off of Uber Eats and away from DoorDash and paying those 30% commissions and all that stuff, and they can go to you and basically pandemic-proof their restaurant, wouldn't that be great, right? And so then you get to be known as someone who has that particular solution. So when your referrals come in, you don't really have to do a lot of discovery because they kind of discovered you, right? Like they discovered what this person's solution is and they come to you for it, right? So that's the ideal situation. And it could be any number of things. It doesn't have to be just restaurants. It could be how do you get real estate agents more listings, or how do you get more test drives in an auto dealership, or how do you build a six-figure photography business, even if you don't have a studio, or how do you run a catering business, even if you don't have a restaurant? Like all of these different types of things, like those are the results. You want the results. And if you can kind of come up with a solution that creates those outcomes for people, then what will happen is the referrals and the leads that you get are on point, meaning that the referrals want the solution. Like they want you. Like you have this almost like a market of one. It's like you're the person who has the thing and they want it. So you don't really have to do a whole lot of discovery other than to ask questions to make sure the client does in fact have the problems that your solution addresses. But those are very different questions from just trying to figure out what does the client want in general? Like can I do what they want is different from do they want what I can do? You see what I mean? You're flipping the whole thing. You're flipping the script. And that's the way that I like to do it the best. And I've got a couple of examples to kind of illustrate the point about the value of leadership. And when I was dating my wife, I'll tell you this one, this is funny. So back in the 1900s, in the late 1900s, when I met Emily, we used to play this silly game. And what we would do is we'd be like walking around like in a Blockbuster or something like that, you know, the movies and all the aisles of movies and stuff. And you'd be walking around in there. And what I would do is every once in a while, I would just like close my eyes and say, blind man to the car. And so then Emily would have to like grab my hand and I would close my eyes and she'd lead me around in all of these different places until we got to the car. So I wasn't, you know, smashing into the Blockbuster videos or whatever. And we would do it wherever, like wherever we were just goofing around, having fun. And like, we would be like out in the woods somewhere and I'd say, blind man to the parking lot. And then you have to weave me through the trees and everything. And sometimes she would do the blind man thing and I would lead her and everything. Really, it was just a trick to hold her hand longer. But but it was a fun game too. But here's the thing about that game. And I was thinking about it just a few minutes ago because it's so appropriate for what we're talking about right now, because you shout out that you want to go somewhere, like to the car, to the parking lot, to the patio, you know, whatever it might be. And then you close your eyes and you don't know how to get there. And you're relying on the other person to lead you, right? And so that's very much like what we're talking about here with this web design leadership, where the client's saying, hey, I need more customers in my restaurant, or I need to, you know, be able to do online ordering, or I need more leads for my real estate business, or I need to get higher value clients for web design, or just whatever it might be, right? It's like there's some kind of ultimate goal that you're trying to get to, but as the blind man, like as the client, you don't really know you don't know what the steps are to getting there. But the problem is, most of the time in the web design world, web design is treated much more like software or art or something like that. And you're asking the client to give you the steps and you just do the things. It's very much implementation minded as opposed to solution driven. And that's a really big problem because the clients don't know how to drive the solution. It'd be like the blind man saying, yeah, blind man to the car. And then you just bash through the all the videos at Blockbuster or something like that, right? It's like, you don't know. And that's one of the things that I think is a really important point about what Andrew was asking with regard to discovery sessions, because you don't want to run a discovery session by asking the client what things they want you to do, and then you just go do a good job doing those things. You want to have the discovery session be to figure out, like, what is the ultimate business objective? Like, if you're going to move the needle for their business and get some kind of a measurable outcome, those are the questions you want to ask. In other words, you want to be asking questions to figure out what the client wants to see in their business, not really so much what they want to see on the website. Because you figure out what to put on the website in order to get the results in the business. So that's a categorical shift in thinking in terms of how do you market and deliver on web design. And then you think, okay, well, what are some good things that you know how to produce? Like, if you got a client that called you, what would they ask you to do that you would feel confident in being able to deliver, right? So in other words, just ask yourself, what can you get someone? Like, where can you get someone? So if you're playing blind man and they say, blind man to the patio, do you know where the patio is? Like, do you have confidence that you can get there? Like, I'll tell you another little story. So I met Emily down at Louisetta, and I even wrote a little song about Louisetta, if you want to look that up. But it's just right at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay on the Potomac River. And she and her parents had this little house that we would go to, and it was the 4th of July, and we're sitting out kind of on this front patio. I guess they call it the back patio, but it's the patio that actually faces the water. And it's right on the water, right on the mouth of the river. And they're right, like halfway in the, she's on this little creek area, and the creek's maybe a half a mile across or something like that. It's not super wide, right there. And kind of maybe two thirds across the creek, or it's called the glebe or whatever. About two thirds across, there's a sandbar, and the sandbar gets fully covered at high tide. You can't see it because water comes up. The sandbar's still there, but it's only like maybe like a foot deep or something like that. It's very, very shallow right there, but you can't tell during high tide because water just washes right over it. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can smash right into the sandbar. So here it is, 4th of July, and we're sitting out, you know, watching the water, and I'm with Emily and her parents, and we're all having a good time, but it's dark. It's, you know, it's, I don't know, maybe 9 o'clock or so, 8:30, 9 o'clock. It's getting pretty dark. People are going to light fireworks and everything. And so people will take their boats and, you know, ride up the river and watch the fireworks. Well, the problem is, if you're not familiar with the area, you don't know about the sandbar, and you can't see it, especially when it's getting kind of dark, and the water's covering it. So we're sitting there, you know, just kind of hanging out, enjoying the 4th of July, but all of a sudden this boat is like ripping down the river with like people in it, like, you know, like a whole family, and it smashes into the sandbar. It comes, it just bang, and you can hear this weird screaming sounds and everything. It's a huge collision and crash. And you see that these poor people are way out there in the water. And they're hurt now because they were probably going at least 20 miles an hour or so in the boat. They hit the sandbar, come to almost an immediate stop, and they're all hurt. I think somebody had a broken leg. Anyway, they ended up having to like bring a helicopter in and lift everybody out of this boat because of this boat crash, right? So the reason I'm telling you that story is because anybody can get in the boat and drive it, but you need to know where the sandbars are in order to do it successfully, right? So what I mean by that is anybody can build a website and build it. But like, what if you're trying to sell CBD products and you get a client that has CBD products that they want to sell and they just go to some garden variety web designer who just starts spinning up a site. And the next thing you know, they're blocked from Facebook. They can't run their ads. They're, you know, you can't process payments. And the payments are getting declined from the payment gateway and all this other stuff because of high risk transactions, all this other stuff. They just crashed into the sandbar. You see what I mean? But if you have taken the time to be able to go deep to say, well, I know what kind of payment gateway you need to use if you're going to sell CBD products, and I know how to market that and advertise for that on Facebook without getting banned, that's a much better situation. So now you're the kind of person who's captaining the boat, but you know how to avoid the sandbars and have a successful 4th of July. That's really where you want to be. You want to be that kind of a leadership-driven consultant, I guess is the best word for it, where you know how to navigate the waters so that you can have a successful journey. And that's what you want to ask yourself. Like, what do you know how to do to be able to achieve that type of an outcome for someone? Like, how, do you, like what waters do you know how to navigate? Because like, if it were me, I know how to navigate right there in the mouth of the bay, right where the Potomac is. I spent my whole life growing up there. But if someone said, hey, you know, go over to the Wicomico River or something like that, it's like, I don't really know that water, right? So I don't know how to navigate there. But if you want to get around in this Potomac, you know, I'm the man, right? So I literally spent my whole life growing up there. So I know all the nitty-gritty details. That's what you want to be with regard to web design. It's like if somebody wants to say, hey, can you help me launch this CBD product business or something? And you want to be like, yeah, I can crush it with that. But if you want to know how to get more clients for your retirement home or something, it's like, I don't really know how to do that. You know what I mean? So you want to think, well, what kind of results do you really feel comfortable delivering for someone, and then wrap that up into like a pre-made solution, and then get clients that want that outcome. And that's the best way to go about discovering what clients need and kind of communicating that back and forth is ask yourself, where can you get someone? Like, what do you know how to do with regard to business outcomes? And then you leverage all of your tech skills to pull that off. And figuring all of that stuff out is basically a three-step process where the first step is who is it going to be for? Like, who wants the thing? Like, who's your audience? Because you don't want it to be everybody, and you don't even want it to be everybody but under another name. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes people will be like, oh, yeah, well, I don't work for everybody. I just work for small business. And I like help small businesses grow. It's like, that's still everybody. Like, what is this? Everybody thinks they're a small business. Unless you're like the government or Amazon or something, everybody thinks they're small business. So do you mean like the guy that does like tree removal services, or are you talking about like, you know, a retail business in like the local hardware store? It's like, that doesn't mean anything, right? Same thing can be said for like nonprofits. It's like, what kind of, are you talking about like churches? Are you talking about environmental causes? Are you talking about political campaigns? Like, you can't just say nonprofits. You want to really dial it into something very specific where people get the result that you're really offering. So you want to figure out who is this for? And then you want to think, what do they want, right? So like, what does this audience want? And then how do I make that happen? So it's those three steps. Who is it for? What do they want? How do I make it happen? And like for me, like I remember just before really getting deep into DoubleStack, one of the things I was doing was running an e-commerce platform. And not too many people know this, but me and my team, we powered all of the, well, not all, but a huge chunk of the PCI compliant payments in WooCommerce for a couple years. Like this is back before like Stripe had all of their JavaScript stuff going on. And we had this payment gateway system that was PCI compliant inside of WooCommerce. And it got up to making like over $100,000 a month just from that one product, right? So like that's huge. And so then you think, well, why was that successful? What's the magic recipe that made that work? Well, who was this for? Well, it's for people that want to spin up a store in WooCommerce, a very specific audience. And what do they want? Well, they want to be able to process payments securely without having to buy dedicated servers and deal with all the PCI compliance hassle on their own, because that's complicated and expensive and nobody knows how to do it. Okay, WooCommerce people, secure payments, and I know how to make it happen. So we dug into the details of all the, like, how do you do a PCI compliant payment, and where do this, what servers configurations do you have to have? And it was so crazy detailed with, like, you had to disable FTP and you had to have the database on a different server from the web server and, like, all of these different things to be able to pass the PCI compliance tests. And you had to do pen testing, all these different things. But, like, nobody cares about the how I make it happen. They just care about, I want to be able to process payments securely without putting my customers at risk, without having to spend all the money and all the time and hassle of being like a PCI compliant payment provider myself. So that was a huge win, huge success. Another one, DoubleSec itself. It's like, okay, well, who is it for? Well, it's for web designers who would like to build a six-figure business on their own that they can own and run right out of your house. You don't even have to have like an office if you don't want to. You can make six figures on your own. What do they want? Well, they want the freedom that comes from that. They want the satisfaction of helping their clients at a deeper level. They want the financial freedom that comes from being able to just do awesome work. So, okay, well, how do I make it happen? Well, I've been making it happen for years. I made it happen for myself. I've got the recipe. I've coached hundreds of different other web designers how to do it. So, like, if there are web designers out there who want to build a six-figure business working on their own, well, they can join DoubleSec and get that result. And that's why that's so successful. So that's the golden recipe here. It's like, who is it for? What do they want? How do I make that happen? Putting all of that together into a solution, like a system, and then getting people who want the result from that system. Then you don't have to write proposals all the time, and you don't have to do discovery sessions all the time to figure out what people want. And you're not constantly just kind of grinding your gears right at the starting line. You know what I mean? It's like you've already gotten up to speed and you're crushing it. And you're just getting people who just want to hop on the train and go with you, right? So that you're not trying, like, all, like, another analogy that's coming to mind is like racing. It's like almost all the fuel, or just driving your car in general, all the fuel comes from accelerating, like getting up to speed. But once you're up to speed, you can coast, right? And so what you want to do is get something one time that's really awesome and successful, and you get lots of people on the train with you. And that's the thing. It's like, who is it for? What do they want? How do I get it? And when you put that together, then Andrew's question about how do you do these discovery sessions and should you do paid discovery sessions becomes almost a non-issue, because you don't really do discovery sessions like that. Now, back to the upstream questions thing. So we put together this course because, like, a lot of times you don't have the solution first, right? Like, you're thinking, okay, I can do a lot of cool stuff. I haven't packaged it together in any kind of outcome-driven solution yet. So what do I do in the meantime while I'm working on that? Well, that's what upstream questions is for, because this is a system where you can go and interview a client and figure out what they want to see in their business, and then say, if I were to be able to create that outcome, would you be able to move forward with that now and at the price point that I want, and all of these different things that are criteria for you to then say, yeah, it's reasonable for me to put some time into building out this portfolio, or not portfolio, but the proposal, because the client said this is what they want, they're ready to go, and they're cool with the price point. And upstream questions allows you to figure all of that stuff out up front before you put any time into figuring out what the strategy is and writing the proposal and putting all that work into it. And that's really helpful, because haven't you had the situation where you meet with a client? I mean, I know I've had this like tons of times in the past, which is why I put the upstream questions thing together in the first place. Was I would go to these meetings, meet with the client, and everything seems great, right? Like, you're meeting with the client, everyone seems friendly and good to go, and it's all working out great. And then you kind of have this meeting of the minds as to, you know, what you're going to do. And you say, okay, well, let me go back and put something together for you. And let's meet up again next week and go over it. And then you do. So then you go back and you spend all this time doing the research and put it all together. And you come to the second meeting only to find out that you said, hey, this is going to cost like $8,000. And the client's like, $8,000? I thought it was gonna be like $800. And you're just like way off with regard to pricing. And that stinks, right? Because then you think, well, we're so far off that, I mean, what are we even gonna do? And so you spent all this time and research and you've given everyone all these strategies for free, and it's just a disaster. So then you get a situation where, like, with what Andrew was saying, well, maybe we should charge for the discovery session so that at least I don't have to do all that research and everything for free. And it's true that you can charge for discovery sessions sometimes, but what I found is most of the time when you're charging for a discovery session, it's generally in the context of a software development project. Web design is marketing. Web design's not software development anymore. It used to be, like back maybe even as much as recently as maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, there's a lot of like software and engineering that went into building websites to be able to take payments securely and, you know, be able to manage the content and all this other stuff. But now if you're like using WordPress, or even if you were using like Squarespace or something, or Webflow or whatever, it's like you're not inventing the website. Like you don't have to create plugins or create payments, payment gateways or anything like that. All you just snap on the plugins that you need, and you're not creating or inventing anything new. It's almost entirely marketing driven now. Like, how do I get the clients? How do I get the calls? How do I make more sales? How do I bump up the revenue? How do I reduce support time? Like, marketing and business types of things are really what web design is all about. So when it comes to like paid discovery sessions, I've had a lot of success doing paid discovery. Like another platform that I built was an electronic medical record system. And this one, that was before the e-commerce one. And this was a platform where a couple of doctors and I, like I used to do bioterrorism surveillance for the US government. And part of my responsibility doing the bioterrorism surveillance was going up and down the East Coast and gathering up a bunch of like emergency room reports. Like what are the encounter numbers? For why people are going to the emergency room, and then figuring out if anything's kind of out of sync. Like, is everyone in New York getting a respiratory illness or whatever? And if so, maybe that's anthrax, because this is back when anthrax was getting mailed around. Remember the white powder and the envelopes and all that stuff? Anyway, that was the kind of thing where it did have a paid discovery session was very important, because we wanted to figure out, like, I don't know anything about medicine or being a doctor or anything like that. And the doctors didn't know anything about you know, web development. And so we needed to have a meeting of the minds, and I needed to discover what it is that they actually wanted so that I could go and do it. And if I couldn't do that, then what's the point of the project anyways? And it was going to be a big one. I mean, this was a multi-million dollar project. I think it ended up being like $3.5 million to build this whole platform. And with all of that, it's like, you've got to figure out, you have to have a big deal discovery session, or you'll never be able to be successful. You can't just willy-nilly jump into a project like that. And it's a paid discovery session because it takes a long time. But keep in mind, there's a big difference. The difference is that was software development, and the doctors that I was working with, they knew exactly what outcome that they wanted. They basically wanted a system where it was like medical records in your pocket, sort of like, you know, 1,000 songs in your pocket was like the original iPod kind of tagline. Well, they wanted to take that concept and turn it into medical records and be medical records in your pocket. And we were creating this app that basically ran on a USB stick that would sync up all of your medical records. And that was what this medical record platform was. And that required a very in-depth discovery session to figure out, well, can the doctors even trust the records? Because if you have like a homemade kind of, you just kind of put your own records together, even if they're accurate, you can't say, oh, look, I'm having a heart attack, here's my records. And then the doctors they're not legally allowed to trust that, which is something I never would have known going into it. You know, I just say, hey, here's my stuff, you know, treat me right. Like this is my blood type and all that other stuff. But if it's like self-diagnosed information or whatever, then you can't trust it in a medical environment. And those are some of the things that come out of these discovery sessions, and you should charge for it. But with web design today, it's not that. It's not that at all. You don't have to discover those things. Like, you're not inventing or creating anything. You're trying to do marketing. And so the upstream questions course is to shift the client's thinking away from what they want to see on their website and into what they want to see in their business. And then you bring your leadership to kind of make all of that stuff happen. And the value is in the leadership. And the way that you figure it all out is you do those three steps that we just talked about. Who is it for? What do they want? And how do you get there? And the how do you get there part is essentially like you reaching out your hand, they grab it, and then you say, blind man to the patio,